This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.
And now, live in studio, he's a San Diego native, an Aztec alum, and now lives, works, and plays in America's finest city. He's crushing the real estate market and here to help you with the real, the reliable, and results-based advice. Your host, Carlos Gutierrez.
All right, San Diego, welcome to the show. It's Carlos Gutierrez here talking about San Diego
and everything real estate.
Welcome. 7:03 on a beautiful Tuesday evening.
We're blessed living in America's finest city. I'm very, very excited to have in studio. I have Carol Kaplan, the wonderful Carol Kaplan, rock star, stager, designer. How are you this evening?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Doing very, very well. And then I have Mr. John Epstein, very well-known attorney here, dealing with a lot of different HOAs and such. How are you doing?
Great, Carlos. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on, and I'm glad to be here. Also, I have my great lender, Jeanette Lizarraga. Are you there, Jeanette?
I'm here, yes. How are you?
I'm doing great. Jeanette wasn't able to make it in. She is so busy right now funding so many loans and trying to get them into the system. It's been pretty crazy, so she thought she'd call in from beautiful Mission Beach, California. What's the weather like down there?
Little overcast, but still actually pretty warm out there.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Hopefully get some rain here. Well, hey, it's Carlos Gutierrez here. We're talking everything real estate. We're going to get right into it. We've got Jeanette on because the market's been pretty interesting here in San Diego as of late. As you hear, you know, and you read, the market's up. It's been trending up. We don't have a lot of inventory. There's multiple bids. What's going on in the lending world? Because that's really the most important aspect, not to say, you know, Carol here on my right and John on my left. They're very important aspects as well. But what's going on with all the money?
You know, we're lending. Money's out there. There's, you know, new programs coming out weekly almost on different programs that are out there. Perfect example, not a new program, but, you know, some people aren't familiar sometimes with programs available in their area. There's a lot of down payment assistance programs. There's a couple. I actually have one right now. I'm doing a USDA loan. That's one loan that some people are not so familiar with. 100% financing, 0% down.
Wow.
And it has to be in a rural area, but you'd be surprised how many properties in San Diego County fall in that rural area.
What's considered rural?
It goes by, there's a map of the properties that qualify under this program, but a rural is pretty much a little out there, a little in country land, you know.
Lakeside El Cajon.
Oh, yeah.
Is it more than an acre or?
No, there's no minimum property size amount.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, if you want more information on that, you can go to carlosgsd.com. That's my website. Get Jeanette's information. Or if you have any questions or want any information to get in contact with any of our great speakers here this evening, my cell number here, you can just text directly. David's manning the cell phone here, 858-864-8741. If you have any questions this evening, you can definitely text there. So 0% financing is back then, huh? What do I need to have to be able to get that type of loan? And what's it up to?
Well, again, it's one of those programs that is not for everyone. In this particular one, for USDA, it applies more to the property more than necessarily the client. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the property type. And there are some income restrictions. There are some minimum FICO requirements. So it's, you know, nowadays it's customized per client on the type of loan that would best suit them.
Okay, yeah, because there's a lot of people that I still talk to every day, and guys, they think they still have to put down 20%.
Yeah, no, it's definitely out there. And the mortgage insurance premium, you know, anything where you put less than 20% down, you have to pay the mortgage insurance, PMI. It's gone down a lot, so it's not as expensive as it used to be. And, you know, there are options to get around the mortgage insurance, but I mean, it gets you in the house. So, I mean, even if you have to pay PMI for a year, 6 months, then refinance into something else, at least it gets you into the house.
Well, I have John Epstein from Epstein, Grinnell, Howell here in San Diego. And John is a 30-year veteran in dealing with loss or legal.
Homeowners associations. Our firm represents about 3,000 homeowners associations throughout Southern California, mostly San Diego, San Bernardino, and Riverside. I had a question for Jeanette because we've seen a real change in the market. While we don't deal with lenders, typically, oftentimes lenders will call us up because they want information about construction defect litigation, whether or not the association is involved in litigation. But in the recent couple of years, we've noticed that more and more lenders are interested in whether or not the association is involved in any litigation, and it's affected apparently the ability to lend on homeowner associations, condominium, planned residential developments. Jeanette, is that still a trend that you're seeing?
Well, I mean, typically, if you're buying a condominium, they'll usually want to do a condo search. And on that condo search, one of the questions is, you know, is there any litigation? And typically it was, you know, if there is, forget it. Well, I mean, it becomes a non-warrantable condo if that's the case. And there are lenders, and we are lending on condos that have litigation, depending on exactly what it is. But it's definitely out there.
I know we've also had FHA and Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac have been real concerned about associations, as well as the VA, in lending on associations and condominiums and planned residential developments that are involved in construction defect litigation. But it's a little disturbing trend to see them being more concerned about just all types of litigation, whether or not the association is a plaintiff or a defendant in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But
a lot of times when they see litigation, it's not necessarily a denial. We'll talk to the attorneys, we'll get the information on what's going on. Because I've had a couple of cases where, you know, it was more of a liability or more of a one tenant had a claim and it wasn't necessarily the entire HOA. But it really depends on how involved the HOA will get involved, because even cases where the complex is not FHA approved, and, you know, to get the complex approved, the HOA has to really help because there's a lot of items that we need. So a lot of what we do with a lender is, you know, we rely on the HOA to be helpful and get us the items that we need. That's a big factor.
Yeah, it's a big one. And especially if you have a deal that you want to close quickly, you have to get that HOA cert. And sometimes it takes up to 10 days.
Right. It's a problem. Yeah. We frequently hear complaints about. I would encourage those people who are having to deal with the homeowner association management company to be kind and nice. They're overworked. They get a lot of these demands. They get the real estate agents and brokers calling them demanding that the condo certs be done quickly. So the nicer you are, probably the quicker you're going to get your response to your condo cert. And oftentimes the condo certs are confusing to even the experienced association managers. And sometimes they do need some dialogue between the real estate agent broker or maybe even the buyer and lender.
Now, the question I have for you on the HOA, because we have to order like a budget, you know, even the information of who has, you know, the insurance on, you know, the complex. And it's like every one of those things is like $20 that, you know, so it costs the customer, you know, up to, you know, $200-$300 to order these. And I didn't used to see that with every HOA, but now it's pretty much a standard.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I do hear a lot of complaints about that. I know CAR has legislation. The new legislation was passed this last year that allows the real estate agents and brokers to order sections of governing documents rather than the entire package to cut down on the cost. But people need to be mindful that homeowner association companies, management companies, are geared to managing homeowner associations. And they work on fairly small margins, and they have to hire people, escrow people to come in specifically to respond to these demands. And oftentimes, if the market's a little slower, they're paying that person whether or not they're responding to any demands or doing a condo search. So it can be costly to the management company. So they're just trying to make probably a small profit on it.
Yeah.
I do know the expenses are a concern. CAR has addressed that.
Yeah.
And I think it's gotten better over the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got to go to a quick commercial break. It's Jeanette Lizarraga with AmeriFirst. We have John Epstein from Epstein, Grinnell, Howell, and Carol Kaplan here. We're going to get right back to you here in a minute. It's Carlos Gutierrez here on 1170 AM, carlosgsd.com. We'll be back in 1 to 2 minutes.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM 1170 TheAnswer.com.
I'm Big Stu. I'm 62, retiring in a few years, just like you. I've worked my tail off for nearly 4 decades to get where I'm at today, and I need to make certain my retirement money is protected, not just for me, but for my beautiful wife, who is, let's just say, a few decades younger. She has time to let her piggy bank ride and will most likely outlive my children and collect my large life insurance policy. But for me, my portfolio roller coaster is coming to an end. Safe, predictable income and principal protection makes this guy's retirement stress-free, whether the market goes up or down. If your retirement picture is like mine, which I'm sure it is, minus a young wife, of course, you need to call me today, Big Stu, at 800-313-PLAN. It's time to shift your retirement dollars to a stress-free, no-nonsense retirement plan, where things like job reports, fiscal policies, and quantitative easing won't mess up your grand retirement plan. Call Big Stu, 800-313-PLAN. That's 800-313-PLAN. Call me today, Big Stu, at 800-313-PLAN.
California license number 0505247.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez with Coldwell Banker Previews International. I've got a good friend of mine that I want to refer you to. Whether you're thinking of staying in your home and you want to change it up a little bit, you not only want to do spring cleaning, but you really want to beautify it and make it more livable. You want to look up Carol Kaplan. She owns a company named Everything Creative, and she's amazing. Whether she's going to use your own furniture and stage the home, or she's going to go out and buy you new furniture, she can handle every step of the way for you to live a better life or to get more money if you're actually going to sell your home. That's Carol Kaplan.
We're in the depths of a retirement crisis. I'm Big Stu. You and I are the same shoes, mine a bit larger, but you get the picture. Mid-60s and ready to retire in style. I've spent almost 40 years in this business, and I've heard every excuse as to why not. I'm here to tell you that you must take action. My no-nonsense retirement planning has helped thousands of people prepare for retirement and provide a stress-free retirement. Call me, Big Stu, at 800-313-PLAN. That's 800-313-PLAN. Plan.
California license number 0505247.
All right, San Diego, welcome back. Carlos Gutierrez here on 1170 AM, talking San Diego and everything real estate related. Now, the markets have been trending pretty well lately, and you know, I had another listing appointment today, and lady's got a couple places she wants to sell and thinking about buying something else, and she's just ready. God, what do I do? Do I wait till my tenant moves out? Do I not? What do I do? You know, I'm like, it's up to you. What's the most important part? You know, she's about 65 years old maybe, and a sweet lady, and she's got a couple places, and one of them's rented out, and she's got some dogs, and she wants to move up the coast and find maybe a duplex in Santa Barbara. She can pull $1 million cash out, buy it, and live up in paradise. You know, that's kind of what she's wanting to do. I'm like, it's really up to the consumer. What, where do they see the market? It's strong right now. Interest rates are still at the lowest levels. You know, not a lot of inventory, but they're out there always looking. And that's what we're trying to do, is match up people, you know, as my profession, trying to match the buyers up with the sellers and the sellers with the buyers. And that's what we do every day. Carol sees it all the time. She goes to the local realtor caravan every Wednesday. I see her there at La Jolla. And we have a couple hundred agents, and it's just pitching those properties that you may have coming on the market very soon or on the market now, and then or a buyer, and there's a lot of deals done that way. So if you are thinking about buying or selling, just reach out. We're putting people together. No pressure what one bit. Or if you're even thinking about staying in your home and you want to get it staged or designed a little different feel, definitely you want to touch base with my friend Carol Kaplan. You just heard the commercial just now. She's amazing. Carol, you were out there at one of our listings out there at 4525 Vista de la Tierra in Del Mar today. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, this is a really large home that Carlos is actually going to be selling pretty soon. And this is an occupied property. And what we did is we took the client's furniture, accessories, we decluttered the place, and we've brought in a different look completely. And I'm sure that this is going to now definitely appeal to a lot of buyers across the board.
5 bedrooms, 6 baths, over 5,500 square feet with a granny flat.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. Acre, it's a great property.
Tennis court. Absolutely. Kids live in it. Grandma lives in it. you know, the son lives in it, who is in his, I think he's 48, 50 years old, and in a little bit more of an Asian influence. So you want to kind of declutter that type of thing, make it more of a mainstream, right?
Which is what we did. And we just brought some color into it and kind of just took the clutter out of it to make it more simple.
Tell us a little bit about this on the value. What do you think the value is just from what you hear from the client? Because you see the owners there, right?
Yes, we absolutely
do. And a lot of them say, God, I don't want to move. I love this home now after you go and do the work, right?
We do this all the time. And I'm sure you as a realtor doesn't want to hear this from us. But it really gives somebody an idea of what can be done with a home. And so many times we get these same clients, once they move into their new properties, they call us to come in and use their furniture and repurpose it again. Yeah. So, you know, we get a dual sort of listing from one job, which is great. And we now know their furniture and we can work with it. And it really gives them an idea of what they can do with their furniture, even though they might have had it for a few years.
Right. So you're out there today. You had your team of seven people out there at that Vista de la Tierra that's going to go on the market actually on Friday, 2.95 to 3.195 million, and should go pretty quickly. So seven people working all day, huh?
Well, we had the whole team out there today except for one person, and we really were rocking it, I must say.
Good. Okay, so give, you know, you're talking to John, he wants to redo his house a little bit. He's not planning on moving, are you?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of redoing my kitchen.
Well, there you go. Well, I don't know to what level, but staging and designing. What's trending right now? What's really hot? What's going on here if there people are thinking of staying in their home and want to give it a little fresh makeover?
I think that a lot of people today are going for this more modern coastal look. We live in San Diego. The weather's amazing. You know, why do we want dark traditional furniture? Even in a very traditional home, we're trying to give it a much fresher, brighter, more exciting look, you know, just adding pops of color, but keeping the couches and walls a little bit more neutral. Mm-hmm. And we're finding that's a really great trend at the moment.
Okay, great. And that's what you're seeing a lot of people, more bright colors, lighter.
A lot of it's becoming a little bit more informal. Mm-hmm. So I think people's lifestyles are changing as well. And, you know, they want light and bright and happy.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that's more because of the baby boomers, what's going on? They're kind of getting to that time now where they're just kind of relaxing more. They're kind of on vacation, in a sense, because they're retired now and they don't want all the stuff.
Definitely. People are wanting to downsize. They want to declutter. They don't want all that stuff around anymore. I know I'm getting rid of stuff every single day because I don't want to be bothered with it anymore. So I'm seeing that trend a lot, and people like more minimalistic. I mean, it's not to say that in some of the bigger homes that people don't want a traditional style, mm-hmm. and we can absolutely do that. But we are certainly on the coast, definitely going towards more modern coastal trends.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Well, that's Carol Kaplan with Everything Creative. We do have John Epstein here from Epstein, Grinnell & Howell. We do have Jeanette on, but we do need to go to a quick commercial. It's Carlos Gutierrez here talking San Diego and everything real estate. We'll be back quickly.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey, Craig Sewing here, committed to teaching you how to win in any marketplace. Look, we're now at the new year, and we're looking at our New Year's resolutions, and we have all of these goals, whether it's our diet, our working out, our how we're going to treat our spouses or our kids, or maybe we're just going to stop using four-letter words. Well, let me tell you about a four-letter word that I don't like. It's debt. I want you to get out of debt this year. I want 2015 to be the year that you are debt-free. Now, sometimes it's tough to get out of debt because you don't know where to start. Do you negotiate these debts? Do you consolidate them? Which ones do you pay off first? Look, when it comes to your debt, there's no one better to talk to than a good friend of mine. You hear him on Financial Fridays, Gary Quackenbush. Call Gary. He's here in San Diego and he can help you. 855-MY-GQ-LAW. Call Gary. He will chat with you for free about your debt. It's not a fun topic, but it's time we hit it head on. 855-MY-GQ-LAW. My GQ Law. 855 My GQ Law, or visit him at GQLaw.com.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, your trusted real estate professional here with Coldwell Banker Previews in San Diego. I wanted to share a very good friend of mine. His name is Nigel Mallett. He works for Farmers Insurance. Farmers Insurance has been in business for over 80 years here, and they have a wide range of other insurance and financial services beside home, auto, businesses, a wide range of insurance policies. If you need anything insured and you want somebody that's trusted, somebody that's going to get the job done for you, you definitely want to check out my good friend, Nigel Mallett. His website is farmersagent.com/N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A-L-L-E-T. That's farmersagent.com/N as in Nancy, M-A-L-L-E-T. That's Nigel Mallett. His website is farmersagent.com/N Mallett. That's farmersagent.com/N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A-L-L-E-T.
All right, San Diego, welcome back. Carlos Gutierrez here in San Diego. In San Diego, everything real estate. And I was at the Gold Medallion Awards last night, which basically is for the San Diego restaurant tours. And Kevin Faulkner was there. And they had this MC. The guy was like, radio announcer here, and the next person up to win this gift. And now we're going to go into the silent auction. And the guy was like a full-on racehorse announcer the entire time. And I looked over to Jeanette and I go, do I sound like that? Because I'd like to have the radio voice and say, welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're talking everything real estate. We have Mr. John Epstein here from Epstein, Grinnell & Howe, dealing with over 4,000 HOAs here. And we still have Jeanette on, right? We have you there still, Jeanette?
Yep, I'm still here.
So these guys go hand in hand kind of because, you know, lender, HOA, attorney, stager, designer, we're kind of blending it all together. So it's all around real estate. So John, here, tell us a little bit about what's good about the HOAs, something that the listeners really could understand and that could maybe help them.
You know, Carlos, so HOAs oftentimes get a bad rap because they're easy stories for our local news stations. And it's unfortunate because statistically, most people love living in their homeowner association. Recent polls show that about 8 out of 10 people would never move. If they did move, they would move into another association. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people, or a handful of people, I should say, that probably should never move into a homeowner association.
No.
They don't want to be controlled. They don't want to be told what color their house is going
to
be, where they should park. And those people oftentimes are a problem for our associations. Then, of course, you have a few renegade boards that cause problems. But for the most part, when you think about there's roughly 65 million people living in homeowner association, you hear a lot less problems with homeowner association than you do with your governments.
Right.
We've got about 39,000 homeowner associations just in California. It's a huge housing area for housing. There's about $4.7 trillion throughout the United States tied up in homeowner association, whether
they're
condominiums or planned residential developments. So it's a big part of our housing. It's an important one. You were just talking a moment ago about people are trying to downsize. That's what we're seeing in the homeowner association. Mm-hmm. The markets, we saw downtown, it was pretty slow at the beginning. There were a lot of inventory years ago, and then it got eaten up. There was a little more building. It got eaten up again. And those are the kind of people we're seeing where they're moving out of the big homes. They want to downsize. And there's a lot of good reasons for that. We see a lot of people like to be close to their neighbors. There's a security aspect of it. You've got a clubhouse. If you want to have a social event, you know, for $20 or $30, you can rent the clubhouse. But the people really like the fact they have nothing to maintain. The assessments, people complain about assessments all the time.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But people living in homeowner association understand assessments, understand the associations work on zero based budgets. They're not making money.
No.
They're just simply paying the bills. And interestingly enough, what also another thing people sometimes don't realize is that every homeowner is a debtor, owes money to the association, but we have no credit information
exactly.
on it. So there's all kinds of components to the homeowner associations that sometimes people don't realize. But you get many of them have pool spas, golf courses. Golf courses are huge. People love living around golf courses.
And it takes money to water those things.
Exactly.
And you gotta be able to have landscaping.
But they don't have to worry about it because they've got somebody taking care of it for them.
Exactly.
We've got very good association managers in Southern California and that don't charge a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Association managers who are managing 100-unit associations are making a fraction of the fee than apartment association manager or apartment managers. So it's a tough business being run by volunteers, but people are happy. People love living in their homeowner association. They love the fact that somebody takes care of things for them.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, and so we're disappointed that the media picks up on the bad stories. You know, there was a story not too long ago about a veteran who put a flag on his balcony. I don't know if you read about it or heard about it. And the and he went overseas. The flag fell off his balcony. He gets a letter, it says, from the association saying you can't have your flag on the balcony. But what the media didn't pick up, the letter said you can't have a flag on the balcony if it's not properly adhered to your balcony.
Oh, there you go.
It fell down. It was in the landscaping. They picked it up. They sent a letter saying, hey, you put the flag up there, but adhere it. Well, the media got a hold of it and thought the association was prohibiting somebody from flying the American flag, which, by the way, is against the law. Associations can't do that.
Well, you think about it, though. I mean, and I'm sure Jeanette has some stories just dealing with it. The HOAs just they like to stir the pot, and then the media does is more.
More. You've got volunteer directors spending hundreds of hours a year, zero pay. I mean, there's zero corruption in our area. There's you don't see board members taking kickbacks or association managers taking kickbacks. It doesn't happen. Yeah. It's a very clean business. It's a very tightly run business. But you do have, occasionally you have a renegade board.
Yeah, completely.
More often you have homeowners who just, they don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That creates a problem.
Yeah, it does. Jeanette, do you have anything to add to that, dealing with them on the lending side? Because I know you do a lot of them.
I think it's just everyone gets impatient because, for turn time, the average, unless it's online where you can pull the information, usually it's 7 to 10 days. So,
and that's business days.
Right. And that HOA search on the lending part is crucial. That'll make or break our deal. So, I mean, we usually need it right away. So the majority of the time we have to put a rush on them, which is an extra $200. And even then it's three to 4 days. So I think that's why people get frustrated. And I could see on your side, I mean, you can only do so much. You have so many, tenants in there, so many units, so many, things that, you have to do. But on the lending side, it gets frustrating and the clients get frustrated because, a lot of times like, well, we're waiting for the HOA. And, it takes a while to come in.
And dealing with the deals, sorry to interrupt, but in my respect of being a real estate agent, you just got to make sure that your lender is a top lender, is in communication with everybody, the other side especially, because that listing agent is kind of like, hey, what's going on? We need to get these contingencies removed, especially this one and that one. And, you're at the mercy of the HOA. And they're, you're saying, John, that they're kind of running on a skeleton crew at times. And it's tough to get everything going, especially in the hundreds of units.
Yeah, you just hit upon the key issue is you have to deal with lenders who are familiar with homeowner associations. I cannot tell you how many times I've tried to help an owner refi or somebody, a seller, help a buyer get financing. And I said, just let's get on the phone with the lender and talk to them with the party that they're representing, hopefully the owner. And how many times they say, the association's involved in litigation. What's the worst case scenario? Well, what's the worst case scenario is the building collapses and everybody dies, right?
Oh, there you go.
So dealing with lenders who understand homeowner association, understand construction issues and what litigation is about is really helpful.
Yeah. Anything else to add to that, Jeanette?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's huge. And, I've had clients that, something that can make or break your deal. Like for a perfect example, if you're buying an investment property, the owner occupancy on the HOA has to be over 50%, 50% or over. So that's why if you're buying an investment property, that's crucial to get that right away, So we can't wait. You can't remove contingencies. I've had a couple of people that their lender told me, remove contingencies. Well, that's like a must. I mean, that'll break your deal,
Yeah, in a big way. We're talking a lot of money on that as well.
Yeah, and just understanding time frames and everything. And I get both sides. It's just sometimes it's frustrating when we need something right away or, we're like waiting 4 days and it's like, it's still not in.
Associations, management companies really aren't in the business to assist anybody in selling a unit. Mm-mm. They're in the business of managing the day-to-day affairs of the association. So it is a problem. They recognize it's a problem, but I just, for those of you listening, I have to deal with this issue. One recommendation is be a little nicer to your association manager.
Yeah.
I've been in their offices when escrow people are yelling and screaming at them, and that'll shut them down because they'll go to the next file.
Yep.
If they don't have the information, they're not going to put in the extra effort, although they try really hard. I've seen them put in a lot of time and effort in making sure those condo certs get done timely.
Doesn't it go, John? You got a lot more with honey than you do with some lemon and salt.
Absolutely. Huh? And there's a general misunderstanding in this industry about what the management company does.
Yeah.
They don't work for the buyer, and they work for the seller, the owner, but only the extent of the management. That's their primary function.
Exactly,
So you have to know your manager.
That's a good one. Well, that's John Epstein from Epstein, Grinnell & Howell, and then Jeanette Lizarraga. We're going to take another break here real quick. It's Carlos Gutierrez talking everything real estate here in San Diego. We're going to talk about some values here next and what's going on in San Diego, June of 2015. We'll be back in a minute.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Over the course of over 20 years in practice, Mr. Garrison has tried more than 45 cases, winning many multi-million dollar jury verdicts and settlements. Mr. Garrison and his team do not shy away from hard work, hard cases, or earning results. Their reputation for being aggressive, experienced trial lawyers has produced excellent results for their clients, both in and out of the courtroom. Trial lawyers will give you practical advice based on real-world experience. There's only one way to acquire this kind of experience. Earn it, under pressure, in court. Greg Garrison's trial experience allows his team to counsel you in practical ways. It is their goal to avoid litigation if possible. However, if your case must be tried, they know how to win. Call Greg Garrison. Consultations are free. Choosing the wrong lawyer is not. Greg Garrison is the exclusive criminal defense attorney for the Craig Sewing Show, The American Dream, and their entire team.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez here with Coldwell Banker Previews International, your trusted real estate agent for life. I wanted to share a great resource for you, and it's all revolving around money, as we know, makes it go round. I have my good friend Jeanette Lizarragas helping a ton of the people here in San Diego get loans, refinance, purchase homes. So you definitely want to take a look at Jeanette. If anything that you need a loan for, give her a call. You can catch her on my website at carlosgsd.com. That's carlosgsd.com.
He's seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
Turn it up. All right, welcome back, San Diego. It's Carlos Gutierrez here on the Carlos Gutierrez Show, talking San Diego and everything real estate. All right, well, you know, we had a really great community cleanup down there in the southeast San Diego off the 94 and the 28th Street. Well, not this weekend, but the weekend before. And we had David and Edwin down there, and we had probably about 11 people. And we cleaned up two 40-foot by 10-foot tall dumpsters, John, I'm telling you. And these things were huge. Did David, you show them the pictures? You should show them the picture sometime. You can go to our website. You can go to my Facebook page, CarlosGSellsSanDiego.com.
Yeah, definitely check those out. And we have a link to our YouTube video, and you can watch all the clips.
Yeah, and that's on my Facebook at CarlosGSellsSanDiego.com.
You want to cover my house this weekend, Carlos? Do the work?
You know, it's community cleanup. We're doing it for the community. Do you have a lot of trash?
I can make some.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, we had our landscapers out there. We had about 10 people volunteering. I don't know, about 100 trash bags of just trash. It's amazing. You know, some areas that the community doesn't really clean up is just how much crap is laying around.
Yeah,
and one of the things we've been doing is our third month doing it, and we're starting to really gain traction. What we did was we worked with our title company, and we put a letter out from the city, David Alvarez's office, and sent that to all the homeowners and let them know the date and where this big dumpster was going to be. And next thing you know, we had the one dumpster filled by 10 o'clock, and we started at 8 and was supposed to go to noon. They had to call another dumpster in this time.
And we even got a boat in the first dumpster.
We brought a rowboat.
That'll take up the dumpster.
It took up a lot. It was crazy. And we were like, holy moly, we're already done? Gee, come on now. And, you know, and Martha had to call in another one. So one of the things to do in your community, if you ever want to get the community cleaned up, you think it's getting overgrown, or you see a bunch of trash, talk to your city council member, get in touch with them. They worked out a deal with Edco, and we can get as many dumpsters down there as we need to clean up the area. And we're, you know, we're not just bringing household trash and stuff. It's just stuff that's laying around the community. Get, you know, weed eater, go pull, you know, your friends out. We stuffed so many dead leaves. I mean, these trees were just covered. Now it looks like a park. I mean, it looks like a park, this whole area. We were really stoked. So that's just something for the community. Well, you know, John and I were talking here with Carol, and we're talking about what's going on downtown in regards to BOSA, and it was in the paper probably the last couple of weeks. You've seen he's planning on building three new towers down there, right down there by the Santa Fe train station.
It's BOSA builds a nice product, and it's good to see him there. Like many of our high rises, we've got issues, unfortunately. Yeah.
But everyone does, though, yeah, right?
Everybody does. I think today the reality is that the developers are sitting behind a desk and they're not at the sites like the good old days. And so they're delegating a lot more of the construction off to individuals and companies who may not have the exact experience necessary to build some of these projects. It's unfortunate because I don't think it's any developer's intent, any of the high-rise developers' intent to build a bad project or project with problems. But unfortunately, it's happening. And ultimately, we get them resolved, and the association turns out okay and makes the repairs, and values go back up, and it's easier to lend on them at that point in time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Jeanette and I have done some deals, and it's crazy. I mean, every single condo complex, because they've got the 10-year statutory rule, right?
Well, we've got a 10-year statute. We also have shorter statutes now. So okay. A lot of associations are having to investigate issues earlier than they did before 2003. Because if they find the problem in the statute, we call them statutes of repose. Mm. If those statutes of repose expire, then they could be prohibited from ever bringing a lawsuit against the developer or any of the subcontractors or material suppliers.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, in 2003, a new legislation came in, which we commonly refer to as SB 800. And what it does is it puts a functionality standard to the construction. So it's more stringent as to when you can, time periods in which you can bring litigate lawsuits to resolve construction defects. Mm. As short as 1 year for fit and fitness issues.
Really? Wow.
As short as 4 years for plumbing problems. So you have a one-year-old association and they have a backup. They almost have to investigate it because they may only have 3 more years to bring an action against the developer, the plumbing, the mechanical contractor, or they could be forever barred from bringing a claim. And some of these plumbing claims in the downtown high-rises are problematic.
Yeah. There's a lot of those buildings that have gone through it, definitely.
There have been.
And water's a bad thing.
Water's a bad thing. And a lot of that, some of the...
In a
high-rise building, it's a terrible thing. And we've had upwards of 17 units been wiped out by water leaks in downtown high-rises, you know, millions of dollars of damages.
So now, is it the insurance company that's covering the building? They pay for that, right?
It's usually a combination of the unit owner's policy and the association's policy. But now, if you have a series of water leaks there or water moisture intrusion problems, they're upping deductibles. Mm-hmm. So associations are actually having to reserve money for deductibles. But we try to shift that burden onto the owners. The owners need to make sure they have insurance for their individual condominiums. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many homeowners living in condominiums, high rises and otherwise, don't maintain any type of property or liability insurance.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it happens. In fact, I know, Jeanette, that may even hold up some of your lending. There's now a requirement. Most lenders require not only a certificate of insurance or evidence of insurance from the association, but now they're requiring the prospective purchaser to bind a policy for property and liability. Absolutely necessary, especially in a high rise. Do not live in a high rise without property and liability insurance.
Yeah, and we need both policies. And, you know, even trying to get the binder, you know, because it has to be specific to the client, even getting the binder sometimes is a little waiting game from the insurance companies.
Bear in mind, the association makes annual disclosures, and if your seller, the owner has that annual disclosure that's made, it has the insurance for information in it. You may need something more current if it expired after the annual disclosure. But a lot of that information, meeting minutes are available, financial packages, and the annual disclosures required under law for the associations to publish to its members. Yeah. Good thing is if you're selling or you're looking to buy a home in a homeowner association is get that disclosure package from the owner and look through it.
That's the biggest thing, and you have to do that. I mean, with a comb almost, and just go through because you got to see that. And
how much in reserves is very important.
That's the biggest one right there, because then you're going to see, you know, are they going to hit you up for more money when you do with the assessment? Once you do close.
There is better financial planning in homeowner association today than there has ever been.
I believe that. Yeah. You got a lot more business-minded people in those HOAs. And I really think it's because it's that, you know, baby boomer generation that are downsizing, and it's, you know, that's their nest egg. That's what they've done. Maybe professionals been doing it a long time. And condominiums, you know, there's more and more of the newer ones downtown that are older now. And you have a lot of those people that are running those associations. Would that be reasonable?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I think people understand the value of having the reserves. Now, lenders are looking at reserves. I had a discussion with a lender about 6 weeks ago. Association is 50% reserved, and they were concerned it wasn't enough.
Wow.
We've always said that was going to happen, but in the last couple of years, lenders are looking at the reserve studies and determining whether or not there's significant reserve deficits. And if there are, I don't know if they're not lending, but they're concerned about it because if they end up with that unit, they don't want to be hit with the special assessments. We see very few special assessments these days. It used to be that associations would special assess to pay operating expenses. Yeah. It just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. That's paying Peter to rob Peter to pay exactly. Paul, right?
Yeah, and some of this is brought on by legislation. Associations are heavily legislated, but also people are more they value their investment in the condominiums and planned developments today more so than ever.
Well, and especially going through 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, and losing so much, yeah, that's a big deal.
And I think we're also seeing a better home buyer today. Mm-hmm. Home buyers are selling their expensive homes. That you mentioned, and they're putting huge down payments down, and they want to protect that investment.
Exactly. Now, what are you seeing now? Carol Kaplan, shifting it over to Carol on the staging designing part. What are you seeing mostly in your marketplace that people are selling? Where are they going? What are they doing?
I would say that as we've spoken about, the baby boomers are definitely, a lot of them are downsizing. You know, they don't want these big homes anymore. The children have left home. You know, they're married. They've got grandkids. And they really don't want the responsibility. They want to be able to travel and to do things, you know, now that they wouldn't have been able to do earlier on in their lives. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing a lot of the downsizing, and they are going to condominiums or slightly smaller, you know, a condo. Definitely getting out of large homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're seeing people, you know, over 55 moving into retirement homes, you know, sort of these retirement communities where they have great fun and they really are enjoying their lives.
That's great.
So that's the trend that we're seeing a lot of at the moment.
And I asked that question because you're staging, what, 12 to 15, 16 homes a week?
I would say between 10 and 15 every week, yes. Yeah.
So you're seeing anywhere from 40 to 60 people moving every single month.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Good deal. Well, that's Carol Kaplan with Everything Creative here. You can catch her on my website at carlosgsd.com. You can text any questions or anything you need here real estate related. And I try to position myself as the real estate concierge of anything real estate related. I have so many people that I'm in contact with in San Diego, and not everybody's thinking about moving. John, sounds like John may be downsizing here soon, but just pointing that out. So anything you need real estate related, we've got our own concierge service through Coldwell Banker International. These people have been vetted. They're vendors. We need to get you in if you're not in yet already, David, definitely. And it's one of those things that a lot of people might go to Yelp, or they may know a friend. And that's one of the things. Well, I'll tell you, the people that I've used are top notch, and they know that I'm a driver personality, and I want it done now, and I want it done right, and I don't want to have to be calling you time and time again. Keith Okonski, I won't mention your name on air, just did a 4-unit project, and you know, we got somebody in there to do these really cool custom locks for the security gates on each side. They're not working. So it just happens, you know, it's one of those things. So you got to get the best people out there to do the job. And that's what we've got with Carol Kaplan and John Epstein here from Epstein Grinnell and Howe. We're going to go to a quick commercial break here. And it's Carlos Gutierrez here with the Carlos Gutierrez Show and everything real estate related in San Diego.
Saying, I don't know, is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey, your host, Craig Sewing here. I got some great advice for you here today. Please tune in. Listen, everyone has a credit score. I am a believer that every one of those credit scores has inaccuracies that affect it within that credit report. It's pretty much a proven fact. Now, the question is, what do you do about your credit? The bureaus don't make money off of giving you an accurate credit score. They could care less. They make money by selling your information to the big banks and mortgage companies, insurance, realtors. I can help you stop that. We can help you get a free credit report that doesn't ding your credit. We can help you opt out of having your information sold. All those letters you're getting in the mail, email offers, it's because they're selling your information to anyone who will buy it. You got to stop it. It puts you at risk at identity theft. Here's what you can get today, a free credit package from Aran Sanai. Aran is the best in the business. He's going to teach you how to get that free credit report, how to opt out, and if you need any credit advice, he'll chat with you for free as well. His number, 866-CREDIT-PRO. 866-CREDIT-PRO. Give Aran a call, 866-CREDIT-PRO. Or if you like, visit me online. Tell me about your story, CraigSewing.com. Call Aran, 866-CREDIT-PRO, or visit CraigSewing.com.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez with Coldwell Banker Previews International here in San Diego. And I wanted to share that Coldwell Banker Previews International is the most trusted company in the world when it comes to handling the sale or purchase of real estate. The reach here at Coldwell Banker Previews International on the internet is the most comprehensive internet marketing initiative ever created for exposing homes to the worldwide buyer and also sellers. So if you're thinking of buying or selling real estate anywhere, check us out, coldwellbanker.com.
Hey, Craig Sewing here, committed to helping you win in any marketplace. Look, one of the things I really pride myself on is coming into the show and bringing you real information, educating you, empowering you, and engaging you to do something about it. Outside of the show, I have to tell you, I have developed San Diego's finest network of professionals, from finance to real estate to mortgage to tax plan to credit to estate planning. All of it is so important, whether you're looking at filing a bankruptcy, or you have billions, bankruptcy to billions, or something in between, I can help you with our network of elite professionals. If you want an introduction on anything on that financial wheel, any of those spokes, all you have to do is reach out to me online. If you want to connect with my network, you want to connect with a professional, get a free consultation around anything, get some of your questions answered, here's the best website you can go to connect with me and my network, yoursandiegonetwork.com. YourSanDiegoNetwork.com. Make sure you bookmark it as your consumer advocate. This is how I can help you. YourSanDiegoNetwork.com.
Forget what you think you know about reverse mortgages. Today's new reverse mortgages are a powerful financial tool to improve your long-term financial security. Bruce McPherson is a certified reverse mortgage professional with years of experience. Find out about the amazing line of credit guaranteed to grow for you every month, tax-free, even if your home values fall. Call for your free appointment with Bruce McPherson to assess your needs. Call toll-free 866-223-7174. Learn more online at reversemortgagebruce.com.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent here with Coldwell Banker Previews International. I wanted to share something with all the listeners out here in San Diego. If you're thinking of fixing your home up, whether you're thinking of maybe putting new flowers out or putting that new turf so you don't have to waste water on your lawn, or you need a plumber, electrician, whatever you need for your home, check me out on my website. It's carlosgsd.com. Again, carlosgsd.com for anything and everything real estate related here in San Diego.
All right, San Diego, welcome back. It's Carlos Gutierrez here with the Carlos Gutierrez Show, talking everything San Diego and real estate. And that seems to be the hottest topic wherever you go. People are always asking that, you know. And one of the things, guys, I talk to 27 people per day. That's, you know, my coach goes, this is what to do to help 52 families. You need to talk to 27 people a day. 24 of them need to be out of your database, center of influence, and people that know you, like you, trust you. And one of the questions I always get is, what's going on in the market? And, you know, that's one of the things where we've got David's going to give a couple stats here. It's pretty interesting information. And, you know, why don't you rattle those stats off there, David?
During the 2014-2015 year, over 976 houses were sold in San Diego. Over $1 million. So that's good for eighth nationally, which is a pretty amazing statistic. And then if you go in by zip codes, La Jolla was ranked fourth nationally with 371 houses sold over $1 million.
Over $1 million.
And we just had our office meeting to talk about this a few days ago, and we've already sold half of that. So we've sold about 150 houses in that zone. So it's heating up to be a very hot summer in real estate.
And that's really, David, that's with not as much inventory either.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that we're seeing. We're seeing it. And John, I don't know if you know if you hear about it, but we're not seeing as much inventory right now. And I think it's really because as those people that want to sell don't have something else to move to. So that's one of the things that we see. So
it's either going between that or vacation rentals, which is going to be the big thing this summer.
Well, and it already is, and we're already seeing it down in Mission Beach. And do you have any other stats there, John? David?
Nope, that's
it. So one of the things we were talking with here with John and Carol is, you know, vacation rentals. I live in Mission Beach, and one of the biggest things that they're talking about, the people don't want it here in their backyard, vacation rentals. You know, they're 1 to 3 to 7 days, and what I'm hearing is they may go to a 7-day vacation rental time period. What are you hearing out there?
They're a real problem in my world, they're a real problem because you have people living in their condominiums and you have transient occupancy, like a hotel occupancy, and people are very upset about it. You know, you get somebody in there, they don't care as much as an owner.
Not even.
Or even a tenant that may have a 6-month lease.
Loud partying,
absolutely.
Raging, trash over.
It's trash. It's usually loud parties, actually. A lot of drinking.
Yeah.
And it disrupts the entire community. A community that can be perfectly quiet for years. Has a vacation rental, it ruins the entire community. So just be mindful, those people dealing with it, that CC&Rs, which govern homeowner associations, can be amended to prohibit these vacation rentals. And we certainly encourage associations to do that, especially now because we have municipalities that are allowing these types of vacation rentals in these dense residential areas. It's a bad recipe.
Yeah, it's tough. And we're not saying, you know, it's the worst thing ever or anything like that. I see it at Mission Beach, and sometimes it's great. It's families. They're having a great time at the beach. But when you're talking in a condo, that's a lot different where they're running up and down the halls, stomping, partying. You got people down below. You got people on both sides, someone above. It's tough.
Yeah, and these associations, these condominiums aren't built for that type of occupancy. They've got noise transmission problems in the floors. A lot of them have hard surface flooring. It transmits sideways, horizontal and vertically. Yeah. They just aren't made for that type of occupancy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're seeing that right now. What's going to happen is I believe they're going to take it to 7 days. And that's what they're talking about. And you really take a look at what those vacation rentals do. They're probably the largest source of income, TOT tax, transit occupancy tourism tax, $30 million, I think.
It's a lot of money. And right now, I think it's transient occupancy is considered 7 days. So it sounds like you're just going to wrap that up into the vacation rentals. It does have a serious effect on associations. And the homeowners association boards need to be mindful that they can restrict the use of vacation rentals.
Yeah.
So
tell me this. Here, shifting over to Carol. Are you doing a lot of the vacation rentals and remodeling and staging and such?
Absolutely. I'm finding, particularly this year, even more so than I've done in the past, I'm getting a lot of vacation rentals where I actually do it from start to finish. I choose the tiles, the flooring, you know, all the fixtures and fittings. I completely kit out the whole place. And all you've got to do is just come with your clothes and your toothbrush. Mm-hmm. And so it's from start to finish. And we can turn it around very, very quickly. So the times that we can start a vacation rental and within a week you can have your vacation rental ready and up, you know, up and running to go for the season.
And she could do that for your house as well, whether you're planning on moving or not. And that's one of the things I love to do. When we just remodeled our house lightly, it's almost been 2 years ago, and she came in and did everything, and it was amazing. So one of the things, though, also, Carol offers is she's helping a lot of the baby boomers maybe downsizing and not wanting to pack up all their stuff because they've been there maybe 30, 40, 50 years maybe. And from my thought, I'm doing it with my parents right now and trying to help them get rid of all the stuff that they've had for years, you know, maybe since they were kids.
Well, it becomes very overwhelming for people, and the more they think about it, the worse it gets for them, and they really get to the stage where they don't want to move because it is too overwhelming. So we offer a service where we come in and we help, we decide what we're going to keep, what we're not going to keep, what they're going to take with them. We donate if they don't want it, we donate it, we'll organize for that. and just help them through this process and take the worry and the stress off them so that they, the transition is so easy when they do move.
So when you go there, you have your team of people and, you know, very sweet and some are pretty strong to move the furniture and such. And you basically go in there with the client and you're going through stuff piece by piece, right?
Almost that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I remember you did it for Jim and the other client there in right outside of Old Town, and I'm forgetting the name right now.
Oh, but yes, I remember.
She thought
that.
It was going to take a month. And
right.
I go, no, you bring Carol over here; they will get it done. And Katie was there, piece by piece by piece. And what you got to do is you have a pile for donation, you have a pile to the dump, and you have a pile that you're going to keep.
Right.
And then it just makes it all easy from there.
And you don't want to have too many things that are piling up. That's going to be the to keep pile.
Yeah, you're trying to downsize. And John was just saying it, you know, it, with his wife, basically, if she's going to bring anything in the house, she has to take something out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, except me.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things, you know, and if you haven't touched an ear, donate it. And, you know, we definitely donate to the Veterans Village as often as we can. And AmVets, definitely. We're doing one. I know that my neighbor Carl is, he sent a group text to the Verona Court, you know, Vipers. We call ourselves the Vipers down in Mission Beach. And he goes, hey, we're going to have AmVets. We'll be there at 8 o'clock. You know, whatever you got, donate it. And that's what, you know, if you got a lot of stuff, you flush it, you get rid of it. It's just, you leave space for more new stuff. That's what I think. And it's just stuff.
It's really cathartic. It actually makes you feel good once you get rid of that stuff.
Exactly. And I was talking to my mom and she was like, oh my God, I feel so much better. And I'm like, that was only 40 pairs of brand new shoes that still had the Bullocks sticker on them. You remember Bullocks back
yeah.
in the day?
No.
Brand new. And some looked pretty nice. I was like, it never been worn. I'm like, Mom, you know.
She can sell them to a vintage store now.
Probably, I think we're going to donate it, though. I think we're going to hold on to them longer then. And then, do you know any vintage stores? So I think it's easier to donate. But yeah. Well, it's Carlos Gutierrez. I'm so thankful that John Epstein came on the show. John Epstein here. He's Epstein, Grinnell, and Howell. Give us your website, John.
It's www.epstein.com.
If you ever need an attorney dealing with anything about an association, call John. Carol Kaplan with Everything Creative, everythingcreative.com. She's amazing, stager, designer. Anything that you need in your home, you definitely want her to come over and take a look at it, whether you're going to sell it or you're going to keep it. She does amazing work, and we look forward to getting the home sold there on 4525 Vista de la Tierra sold very quickly because you've come in there and helped destage that. And that's one of the things you did there also was box everything up for them. You know, he's a doctor. Grandma's at home with the kids and taking care of stuff. They don't have time for that.
No, and they don't want to do it anyhow.
Yeah.
So that's where we offer the service, and really people, you can actually see their faces. The stress is just gone from them because they don't have to think, now I have to go and buy boxes and I've got to buy, you know, wrapping paper and I've got to stand for hours wrapping and packing. I mean, we literally piled through that house within about 3.5 to 4 hours just doing all the packing.
That's
today.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. That's 5,500 square foot home. John, do you have anything to leave?
No, I just encourage people, if you love living in a homeowner association, be positive. It's a great experience. If you're thinking of retiring and you want to go into retirement community, these retirement communities, they have all the facilities you need. It's a wonderful way to live.
Yeah. Well, great, John. I appreciate it. And John, if you're ever thinking of selling, I know a perfect agent to help you.
Thank you. I do too.
Yeah. It's Carlos Gutierrez, Coldwell Banker International. We thank you for listening, San Diego, and we will see you back here next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Be there.
This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.